Well, it was about a week ago when another story of Seattle crime reared its ugly head. And this one, the surveillance video was so shocking to watch as the thieves ran over a young woman who is trying to protect and defend her property. And I've been wanting to talk to this woman because I loved how she tried going after these guys, but it turned out to be really dangerous for her. Her name is Martha Lopez, and she joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Martha, I appreciate you coming on with me today. Tell me about the food truck that you guys operate. It's in the South Lake Union area, right?
Yeah, from Tuesday or Friday, we're in South Lake Union. We're all over the place as well. We're on Mondays, West Lake Mall. Fridays, Capitol Hill, Ballard, Bellevue, Bregman.
It's called El Cabrito.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are just working, and tell me what you saw from these two guys who drove up near your truck.
Well, we were, like, getting ready to pack up and leave, actually. And that moment we seen, like, reflecting from the windows, a guy pick up the generators, and right as soon as we seen that, we, like, chased after him. And we were able to get one generator, but he was able to, like, pick up the other generator and throw it in the car. And then once he threw it in the car, my coworker was like wrestling with the guy that had the generators, and I was trying to like stop the guy from driving away, trying to get like the door open and stuff. I was able to get the door open a little bit, but he was able to shut it back and lock it, telling him to not go away and like that he's on camera and stuff like that. He just got scared and took off,
and you see in the video, they run.
Yeah.
I mean, he's peeling out. He backs out and then takes off down the street, runs right over your lower leg, right?
Mm-hmm. My lower left leg.
Oh, what was the extent of the injuries?
I broke in tibia, fibula, and that's about it.
Well, that's enough.
Six weeks with no walking on my leg.
Oh, man. When you were trying to open the door, I heard my friend David Rose at Q13 interviewed you, and you told him that you were a Golden Gloves boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah? So,
yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay. So whatever led you into boxing, is that what gave you that fighting spirit when
yeah.
you saw somebody stealing your stuff?
Just knowing that I could like defend myself, thinking I can defend myself, but could have been worse.
What would have happened to the guy if you had successfully gotten the door open?
We would have been able to take him out of the car and like wrestle him down and hold him down. Me and my coworker until somebody came along and held the cuffs on them.
Yeah, would you've gotten a few punches in?
Probably, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe not. Okay. If he tried something, just mostly like wrestling him down.
Yeah, okay.
Me and my coworker holding him down and then trying to take the keys of the car so they don't go anywhere.
Okay, and they still have not caught the guys, right?
No, they haven't. Family and friends have been sending me pictures. They're like, oh, is this the guy? I'm like, nope. People have been trying, though.
Can you describe both the guy who grabbed the generator and the getaway driver?
Yeah, the driver was African-American. He was he looked like he was about 5'6". He was wearing a construction jacket.
Okay.
Like a dirty construction highlighter jacket. And the driver, or the passenger, the one that took the generators, was wearing all black that day. He had, like, ash brown hair. Oh, man.
So,
yeah.
When you think about what they did, because, you know, working in a food truck, it's, it's a cool biz, but, it's a hard work and sweating away to make a paycheck. When you think about these guys just trying to steal your stuff, what goes through your heart when you think about that?
Oh, man. It made me mad because that week we were supposed to be real busy. We had tons of events to go to. And, like, once we got general, I was like, oh, no, you're not going to mess up this. We have, like, a busy week coming up. And we don't need that to happen. And it ended up being worse.
Yeah. How much do those generators cost?
About $2,000.
Oh, yeah. Man. And you need two of them to run a food truck?
We do, yeah. One to keep the fridges going, and then mostly the fridges and the electricity running so we can use a register and all that.
I know there's a reward out there for these guys, at least up to $1,000 if you call Crime Stoppers, 800-222-TIPS. African-American driver, the Caucasian generator stealer. I'm sorry, this happened.
Acura.
Acura looked like it was tan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we wanted to get the word out again. I was disappointed to hear that they hadn't been caught yet, and I'm really sorry this happened to you. It's really sad what's happening in our city.
I know. The crime rate's way up there.
Yes,
especially
it is.
South Lake Union, somewhere where you wouldn't expect it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I understand. Okay, you going to be okay? You going to be 100% once that leg heals?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Better than before.
Well, Martha, it's nice talking with you. I'm sorry under the circumstances, but we'll keep the word out and encourage people to still look for these guys.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Okay, thanks for coming on with me.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Martha Lopez. The food truck is El Cabrito. Often operates in South Lake Union, but often many other areas around here. You just hear the sadness. People trying to work, trying to make a living, and this is what they get for it in Seattle today. We do have to do a better job, Jenny Durkin, City Council, Seattle Police. We have to do a better job.